Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am Ann Jamiel, J-A-M-E-E-L, Felder, F-E-L-D-E-R. Jamiel Felder is a 39-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4-122. But he was lifting up a box, and before he could put it back, something in his back popped. But he believes he injured his lower back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Pretty had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty declined receiving injections or surgery. Pretty is no longer receiving any active care. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Felder was seen at WorkNet on 4-122. Period. He stated 10 days earlier, actually make that 4-11-22, he stated that 10 days earlier he heard a sudden pop in his low back followed by significant pain after lifting a box of liquid soda that is about 45 to 65 pounds. Brady went home the day of the injury. The next day he started feeling worse and on Sunday developed sharp pain radiating to the right buttock region. Period, he had been using Aleve without improvement. Period. He also denied any systemic complications. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with a lumbar strain for which he was placed on medications and activity modification. Period. He returned on 4-18-22, reporting 0% improvement of his symptoms. Period. For lumbar strain with right sided radicular symptoms, he was referred for an MRI and physical therapy. Period. At the visit of 5-2-22, Dr. Hun, H-E-Y-N-H, noted the results of a lumbar MRI done on 4-26-22. Period, it showed bulging discs at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, semicolon, mild onset arthropathy, semicolon, abnormal bone marrow signal, nonspecific in appearance. Period, this could represent a variety of primary or secondary bone lesions or myeloma, as per the radiologist. Period. Dr. Hunt then referred Mr. Felder for orthopedic consultation. Period. In paragraph on 5-12-22, Dr. Shaw did perform such an evaluation. Period. He had just started therapy. Period. He had a history of testicular cancer treated surgically. Pretty was currently taking COVID-19 mRNA. Period. He diagnosed low back pain with lumbar sprain and right-sided lumbar radiculopathy and SI joint dysfunction. Period. He recommended maximizing non-operative treatment options with therapy and work hardening. But if he has persistent weakness at his next visit, an EMG may be obtained. Period. Anticipated recovery would be in the next 1 to 2 visits. Period. He did return on 5-12-22. That's that. He returned on 6-9-22, stating he felt worse after leaving therapy. Period. Dr. Shaw then recommended pain management evaluation. Period. At his visit of 12-16-22, he noted that Dr. Cooper did a pain management evaluation and recommended injections that Mr. Felder declined. Period. On this visit, he rated his pain at 1/10. Period. he deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement for the work injury. Period. He's fit to return back to work at full duties. Period. We are in receipt of the pain management note from Dr. Cooper, dated 7/27/22. Period. He noted the course of treatment to date. Period. Mr. Felder admitted having low back pain around 2014, which resolved after undergoing injections. Period. He claimed he had been pain-free since 2015. Period. After Dr. Cooper's evaluation, he recommended consideration for transforaminal epidural steroid injection. Period. He also recommended ongoing therapy and medication management. Period. The petitioner was pending a PET scan based upon the MRI results and his history of testicular cancer. Period. Dr. Cooper also suggested consideration for a right sacroiliac joint injection. Period. New paragraph. Physical exam. He was dressed in a kurta, K-U-R-T-A. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed Morton toes bilaterally and devitalized great toenails bilaterally. But he also had hallux valgus deformities on both feet, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 50 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees. Elicited only hamstring tightness, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 4/1/22, Jameel Felder allegedly felt a pop and pain in his lower back when lifting a heavy box of liquid soda. Period. For unclear reasons, he did not seek treatment until 4/11/22 when he presented to WorkNet. Period. They diagnosed a lumbar sprain and initiated him on conservative care. Period. He followed up over the next several weeks. Period. Due to persistent complaints, he underwent an MRI whose results will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He then came into the care of spine surgeon Dr. Shah, who also initially treated him conservatively. Period. Ongoing physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. At one point, the petitioner alleged he felt worse after completing therapy each session. Period. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Cooper, who elicited a history of prior low back injury that the petitioner currently fails to mention. Period. Eventually, Dr. Shah discharged him from care at maximum medical improvement to return to unrestricted work activities. Period. New paragraphs. Current examination of Mr. Felder found he had somewhat variable range of motion at the lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative and neural tension signs were negative. Period. He had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either lower extremity. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back relative to the event of 4/1/22. Period. And that's the end.